City Council approval is but the first step. The proposal is scheduled to go before the ECUA board on June 28th. If approved, it would take effect on July 2nd, ending a nine-month period of no recycling service in Pensacola.
We're ready to get this agreement with ECUA, but we're going to need everybody's help in the community to make sure that we're doing recycling right.
City Administrator Eric Olson had been under fire in some circles for recyclers being kept in the dark during that period. Tarpon Paper of Locksley, Alabama, stopped accepting loads from Pensacola last September, and their contract expired in March. Olson addressed the issue last month.
Our processor just hasn't been able to find a buyer for the materials that they process. It's backed up, and we're at the tail end of that, and we have to take it to the landfill.
During Thursday's council meeting, he said that many residents tend to throw non-recyclable materials into the khaki-colored cans, along with recyclables which are contaminated.
Recycling is kind of a dicey industry right now. We've got to keep our recyclables clean if we're going to make this successful. Don't participate in wishful recycling, which is, I wish this could be recycled, so I threw it in the recycling bin. Bowling balls, hangers, plastic bags, diapers, dead fish, they can't be recycled.
A number of speakers appeared before the council, some of them seeking an apology for what they consider 9 months of deception by the city. Councilwoman Sherry Myers stepped up to the plate.
We are the governing body, and the buck stops with us. So I do want to personally apologize to the citizens of Pensacola. And I will try to be more on top of these issues.
Myers also offered a suggestion to Olson on how to clear up any confusion about what goes into a recycling can and what stays out.
Put notices on all of those cans that are conspicuous and easy to read. At least 14-point font.
That's an excellent idea. It's one I'm happy to report that staff's already had that idea. That's what they're working on.
We want them to do it right, but I think we have a larger project. Maybe we can consult a marriage counselor advises couples after there's been something like infidelity. I mean, we've got a big trust factor problem out in the community.
For Councilman Brian Spencer, securing a recycling contract is job number 1A. Rebuilding the public's trust in the program should top the agenda.
I think we need to do a massive program that says you can trust us. When we say you're recycling, we actually are recycling. Then get down to the nuts and bolts of it.
No concrete figures out as yet, but it's believed the city of Pensacola will pay roughly the same rate, $5 per ton, that ECUA charges other governments in the area. That's about half the amount paid to Tarpon Paper. ECUA spokeswoman Natalie Bowers last month.
I don't expect that it'll be any different than the contracts that have been established with other municipalities, such as Fort Walton Beach, Okaloosa County, etc.
Pensacola would join 10 other cities and counties in northwest Florida and South Alabama, along with the firm Allied Waste Services, in using ECUA's facility. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.